Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Wader, W-A-D-E-R, sorry, Wade, W-A-D-E, Foster, F-O-S-T-E-R. As you know, I previously performed a case review in the above-captioned file, as described in my report of 8-21-22. But at that time, I was not in receipt of the operative report from Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period, you have now kindly provided me with this to consider. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Gehrman's report from 6-7-21 indicates he performed right knee exam under anesthesia, comma, manipulation under anesthesia, comma, arthroscopy with extensive debridement of scar tissue, comma, and partial medial meniscectomy. Period. The postoperative diagnoses were right knee arthrofibrosis, arthrofibrosis status post-quad tendon repair, comma, medial meniscal tear, comma, and medial compartment degenerative joint disease. Period. New paragraph. At my initial case review, I performed an impairment rating relative to a torn quadriceps tendon. Period. This was repaired surgically in 11-17-20. Period. At the time of discharge from Dr. Gehrman on 5-25-22, he noted Mr. Foster had returned to work full duty on 5-2-22. Period. Exam showed a normal gait without using any assistive devices. Period. Range of motion was excellent from 0 to 135 degrees of flexion. Period. He had good quadriceps tone and straight leg raising without an extensor lag. Period. He had some crepitus with range of motion, which goes along with underlying arthritis. Period. New paragraph. I believe much of the impairment rating I developed already takes in consideration Mr. Foster's clinical and functional result after both surgical procedures. Period. Additionally, when I considered clinical studies adjustment, he was placed in the severe pathology category, yielding a GMCS equal to 3. Period. The operative findings from 6-7-21 are separate from the clinical studies component, period. Accordingly, my previously offered impairment rating remains unchanged, period. Insert what is marked from page 3 and page 4, and that'll be the end.